Now that the seat in Connecticut's 5th congressional district is in play, both parties are scrambling to field the right candidate. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty announced last week she wouldn't run again after she admitted she'd mishandled abuse allegations in her office. J.R. Romano is the chairman of Connecticut's Republican Party. He says the party no longer has to worry about going at it with an incumbent, which means the GOP may be able to get some money infused into this race.
So now that it's an open seat, I certainly believe that donors will believe in the viability of a potential pickup.
On the other side, the Democrats are left having to find a credible candidate after they thought they'd have a strong incumbent. It's late in the game, so that causes some problems for those who will run. The biggest, there's less time to raise money. Nick Boletto is the chair of the Democratic Party.
Ideally, I think anybody would have loved to have more time to raise the money. It just means we're going to have to work twice as hard, that's all.
There's a crowded group of potential Democratic candidates expressing interest, and Boletto hopes to shorten that list soon.
I think you'll know in the next week or so who's really interested, and those that are interested will certainly set up committees, step forward and start raising money as we go to the convention in May. It creates a lot of excitement in the district where we necessarily would not have had any.
The GOP may nominate a final candidate on May 10th at their convention, while the Democrats will hold the 5th District Convention 4 days later. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.